The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here, 10:04 on ESPN 97.5. John and Del now. And we started the show. We began the show talking about the Rockets and the situation with the draft pick, what to do with the draft pick, and Christian Wood. And one of the things that we talked about was, I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and it shocked me that AJ said this. He said, yeah, you could probably package Christian Wood, and maybe you'd have to give up the 23rd or 24th pick, and you could probably get the 7th pick from Golden State. Golden State could use Christian Wood, but you'd have to throw in more for the 7th pick. And let's bring AJ in. He and I did a sports map video yesterday talking about some of this, but that was so, and I know you don't value Christian Wood all that much, but to me, I got to get way more value for Christian Wood. And you thought you'd have to throw in one of those lower picks just to get the 7th overall pick.
It's not that I don't value Christian Wood. It's that Christian Wood is 2 years away from probably being a max player, and I don't value Christian Wood enough to think that he's a guy that I would make a max player. So if I can get something of value for him now and start a rebuild, a long-term rebuild, that's what I would want to do.
But isn't Christian Wood what you're looking for in a rebuild?
But not if I draft Evan Mobley.
So you're just replacing Christian Wood?
I'm replacing Christian Wood with someone that I've got team control over for a longer time and who isn't going to be a max player in 2 years. That's what I would be
But
doing.
I don't know that Evan Mobley is going to be as good as Christian Wood. You're talking about a 21-10 player.
I don't know how good Christian Wood is. I don't know how healthy he can stay. I don't know if he's going to continue to beat up on bad teams and not really show up against good teams. I don't know if Christian Wood can put weight on. I don't believe that Christian Wood is like this a complete deal yet. I don't see that.
I have way more value. And we talked about this on the sports. You can check out the Sports Map video. We talked about this. Who would you would draft Mobley?
No, I would draft Jalen Suggs. I was just saying that if the Rockets decide that they want to go with Mobley, I think they would be looking at Christian Wood as a trade piece at that point.
See, and I think, and listening to Rafael Stone last season, he was asked, hey, did you think Christian Wood was going to be, did you think he was going to be this good? And he said, well, I don't, you know what, all of our staff, and we found Christian Wood, so I'm not going to denigrate what we did as an organization. Yeah, we thought Christian Wood was going to be this good. Christian was almost an all-star caliber player last year. And actually, he was until he got hurt. There was talk of Christian Wood being an all-star. I don't know that you're ever going to be able to say that about Evan Mobley.
The question is, would you want to make Christian Wood a max player? And that, I guess that's, do you want to tie yourself to Christian Wood for the long haul for max money? And I'm not a believer yet that I would want to do that.
Well, but you've got 2 more years to find that out.
Sure. And maybe you keep him. And if he's that great of a player, maybe Evan Mobley becomes the trade chip if that's who you draft. Or maybe you find a way to make them work together. But I just don't believe you should go into this draft like married to anybody on this roster. This was the last place roster in the NBA. It was the worst team in the NBA. So I'm not married to any of these guys. I know people like, oh, Kevin Porter Jr., he's the future. I don't know that. Kevin Porter Jr. looked good, but he was a good player on a really awful team.
Yeah, but listen, I don't know that that's, and that's going by the wayside. There was an article yesterday. We got to stop this about, look at Devin Booker. We kept talking about, oh, well, he's a really great player, but he's on a crappy team. Well, look at him now when he gets good players around him. Look at Trae Young when they've got when they got Collins and Capella playing the way that they are. I mean, you got to have pieces like this. And I think Christian Wood is a guy. I think you've got him. And you got a guy that could be a cornerstone, one of the three of a good. You got to have three guys now that are really good. And Christian Wood can be one of those guys.
I think it maybe was you guys who said this yesterday. I'm not sure. But when the Suns drafted Ayton, had they taken Luka instead of Ayton, would they be in a worse place now? Even though Luka sort of duplicates what they're getting from Devin Booker, would they be in a worse place? I can't imagine, in hindsight even knowing the Suns are where they are now, on their way probably to the finals, that if they could rewind and take Luka over Ayton, even though Luka and Booker are sort of the same position, you have to take the best player. You can't worry about what you've got on your roster when you're a bad team. You have to take the best guy and make it fit.
Yeah, but if you ask the Suns right now, do you think that they would give up Ayton for... no way would they give up Ayton for Luka. Not with where they are. Because what Ayton is doing is complementing Devin Booker and Chris Paul and campaign. They've got all the pieces, and Ayton is a big a part of it. Even though Ayton is not the star that Luka is going to be, or the main guy on the team, he's playing a huge role for him.
But here's the thing, though. Devin Booker isn't the player that Luka is. So, yes, you're built differently now, but you've got two legitimate superstars, and it may work out this year, but what we've seen in the NBA is you need to stockpile superstar players to win. And I don't think DeAndre Ayton's ever going to be a superstar player. I think he's good. He's a nice complimentary piece, like you're saying. And they may win this year. But when the Lakers are back to full health, the Nets are back to full health, the Warriors are back to full health, I don't think this flies.
I guess the thought would be whenever the era of Chris Paul ends, and it could end after this season, if they don't come to a contract extension, we imagine he opts out. Would you rather have Devin Booker paired with Luka for the next 10 years? Or eight, however long it is, or Devin Booker paired with Ayton and whoever you get after the Chris Paul era is over. So these are the questions. Right now it's good, but I feel I'd rather have Luka and Booker paired for the next decade, if they so chose, than Ayton and Booker.
I mean, ask any team in the league, would you rather have Luka or Luka. I'd rather have Luka, and I think the Suns are no exception.
Yeah, except they're winning, and you know what? The team that paired all the superstars together, they're sitting at home, and so are the Lakers. So are all those teams that did that, and this team is still playing, not only playing but playing great basketball. And Ayton is a huge part of it. I think there's something to chemistry too, and I think there's something to building a team with pieces as opposed to just throwing a bunch of stars at you.
Well, who's to say? Well, the Clippers would be your example of throwing stars together. Where would they be if Kawhi was on the floor? So, yes, the Suns.
I don't know. Are they going to beat the Suns? I don't know.
These are the questions. You mentioned the teams are at home because they're stars. They have stars in their home. Everyone knows the Nets beat the Bucks if their stars are playing. Yes, injuries, you cannot predict those, but you give yourself the best shots when you pack superstar on top of superstar. And the Nets were the clear favorite until injuries took over, and they still almost beat the Bucks with 1.5. So that's why you want stars.
Unfortunately, when you package all those stars together, you have to pay all those stars, and then the rest of the team's a bunch of slappies.
True, but the Heat did that and went to the finals 4 times. So sure, they had to pay Mario Chalmers. They had to have Mario Chalmers and a broken down Mike Miller, and they got Ray Allen on the cheap. But you know what? When you have superstars, you make the finals, and you get a chance to win a title. So this is what teams are betting on. But the Heat had the fortunate luck to have those guys always stay healthy, as opposed to what the Nets are going through.
Who's got the most star potential in this draft?
Star potential, are we not counting Cade now that he's probably off the table?
Yeah.
It's probably Jalen Green, because Jalen Green is the highlight reel. He's a scorer. But Jalen Green is lost defensively. I finally started watching tape on Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga, and Jalen Green to me is not. I would rather have Mobley or Jalen Suggs than Jalen Green. But he has probably the most star potential. He'll sell the most jerseys or shoes because he jumps out of the gym. He's a freak athlete, and he's going to fill it up. But I don't think he's the best player.
But I mean, look at the Nets. If they stayed healthy, and how much defense is going on over there?
Yeah, not a lot.
Not a lot. I want that guy that can score at any point. I want I want Green.
Well, as long as Jalen Green is one of the top 15 players of all possibly of all time, then great. But I'd love a two-way player. There's so very few of them, and if he is an atrocious defender,
this is what we've had here. We've had a great scorer that is aloof defensively, and that wasn't good enough to build around. And if Jalen Green is better than James Harden, then I'd be shocked. But if he's not better than James Harden, the Rockets couldn't build around James Harden enough to win. Your best guys, to me, you have to. I'm not saying you have to be a great two-way player, but it certainly helps. I mean, Kawhi has certainly proven that. I mean, he's got a chance. I mean, I doubt he does, but he's got a chance to win a title with a third team, with a third group of guys around him, because he's a two-way player. That you can put those guys with anybody, and that's the kind of guys you want to build around, are the guys that really you can pair with whoever else you can find to fit, versus having to. Well, we've got to have these guys who only play defense because we've got to cover for this guy's lack. I think if you've got a choice to get a two-way guy, you get the two-way guy.
Easier to teach.
And Mobley are both two-way guys.
Easier to teach how to instant offense or play defense. Easier. I mean, you have to have that built in, that instant offense thing that Jalen Green has. You can teach him to play defense.
If he cares enough to try. I don't like the number two pick having what appears to be a giant flaw. Now, I haven't dug in on him enough to understand, is this something where it's just effort or his inability to move? I think there's some issue maybe with, despite his explosiveness, like he's not great laterally. I've seen people talk about, like when he tries to play, he's just, for whatever reason, he's not great at it. Or maybe that's just effort. But I don't want to be at number two and thinking, man, I really got to get this guy to try to lock in.
What's the big flaw on Jalen Suggs? I don't see it. I mean, is he a great three-point shooter?
No.
But if that's his biggest flaw, is that he's not a great three-point shooter at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, and Evan Mobley's biggest flaw is he's skinny. And if you go back in the history of time and look at seven-footers when they were freshmen in college, they're almost all skinny. And they can put away. Like, I just see, like Bell says, I don't want my guy to have a glaring flaw. And right now, Jalen Green has, half of the game is a flaw. It's not good.
Well, your flaw is how disrespectful you are to Christian Wood. Okay?
Okay. I apologize.
So pick that up. Okay? Stop being disrespectful. The seventh overall pick, and you got to give up the 24th, too.
Well, just
put some respect on Christian Wood.
Okay. Respect given.
AJ, we got to go, but I asked these guys this question because Karl Anthony Towns is considered a clearly better player than Christian Wood, and Minnesota hasn't been able to build around him, and they can't win. And you were talking about picks for Christian Wood. What is if you traded Karl Anthony Towns for the four, and let's say Toronto wants him, would you do something similar to what you're doing with Christian Wood? Would you trade out of Karl Anthony Towns, get the four and something else if you're like Toronto?
Yes. Yeah, I'm because Toronto's got other pieces in place. You know, Toronto's a team. If your best player is a big, you're probably not winning in the NBA today. I think we all know that. Minnesota's best player is a big, and look where they are. It's very, very difficult unless you've got like a really special guy, and even then you have to have special guys around them, right? You know, and I think if Toronto, for Minnesota, it works too, because you're getting out of a massive contract for a guy that's never going to be the best guy on a championship team. Like, if you ever picture Karl Anthony Towns being the best player on a championship team, I mean, good for you. I don't see that. So if that tells me I can't build a team around this guy, that's why I'm careful about giving max contracts to bigs, because a max contract should be, this is a guy I could see being my best player or my second best player. I don't know if Christian Wood is that. I don't know if Karl Anthony Towns is that. I mean, they're nice pieces to have. I just don't want them taking up that much of my cap.
Yeah, well, but you've got 6 years, so you know what Karl Anthony Towns is. I mean, you tried that. It's long enough. I'm going to get out of it. Christian Wood?
You think Christian Wood?
Christian Wood could be your J.D. Martinez.
Well, he's not. Well,
is Christian Wood going to be better than Karl Anthony Towns when it's all said and done?
I don't know that. I don't know that.
They're the same age.
I got a good feeling he won't be.
Yeah, I don't see it either. They're the same age. It's not like Christian Wood put up 21 and 10 at 19. He's 25, and yeah, this is the first time he's got the opportunity to play a lot of minutes. But how much growth is there for him?
But what you're looking for is good players. You got a good player in him. You just haven't put anything around him.
No, but are you max?
This is more on management than it is Karl Anthony Towns.
They've had Jimmy Butler and it didn't work. Jimmy didn't think those guys were serious enough about winning, so he had to leave.
Right.
So they did put a good player around him, and Jimmy's like, these guys aren't serious enough about winning.
Well, that's on them. Okay, that's on them. But they haven't. But how long? It's been 6 years, and you had one Jimmy Butler, and he didn't like it there, and the rest of everything else is crap. Everything. So that's you know what? You gotta put some blame on yourself too. We gotta go. AJ, we appreciate it. He's on the Blitz. You can listen this afternoon. 20 after here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards are back, celebrating the top talent in Houston's restaurant and bar communities. Join us July 22nd at Silver Street Studios for our signature in-person tasting event and award ceremony. Come celebrate all the nominees like Restaurant of the Year, Bar of the Year, Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and more. We'll unveil the 2021 winners, and you'll sample bites and sip specialty drinks along the way. Get your VIP and GA tickets now at houston.culturemaptastemakers.com. That's houston.culturemaptastemakers.com, July 22nd at Silver Street Studios.
There you have it. 713-780-3776. If you've got any thoughts about any of this, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776.
If you want to throw shade at AJ, that's coming up on the other side.
Yeah. 10:30 is the last two shades have been spectacular.
Although you have shrunk away from them because it makes you feel uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable what you are asking people to do.
I don't ask them to do anything. No. I said if you so choose to air out your grievances about people who work here, so be it. That's your choice, but I don't ask them to do anything.
Please call this guy on the phone a crumb bum before hanging up.
Well.
You crumb bum. Why are you so ugly to every other person? Tyler is a great person, and yet you continue to disparage him.
I don't know Tyler very much outside of work, so I won't call him a great person. You're going out on a limb. He seems like a fine individual while he's here.
Yeah. So do we want anybody? Oh, do you want people to call up and throw shade at him?
If they so choose, it's their time. That's the point. We can't judge them. We can't monitor them. We can't tell them no. It's their time, and if they so choose, go ahead. That's all. Open forum.
Huh.
And Rick Carlisle is the new Pacers head coach.
Yeah.
That's out there.
That absolutely is out there.
Nate McMillan would call the Pacers.
You crumb bum.
After what they did to him. You remember what they did to him? Like, they said they weren't bringing him back, and then they put in his playoff record, which wasn't good. Like, what does that happen? Like, yeah, we love all the contributions that Nate did, and here's his playoff record. And it's kind of why we fired him.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Why is that in the release? What he did in the playoffs? Nate McMillan was like, if you gave me better players, see what happens. See what happens when I got good players?
Yeah. How did that work out, Lloyd Pierce?
Well, Lloyd can't be feeling good.
No, Lloyd feels like crap about himself right now. Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for doing that to Lloyd. Thanks, Nate. For sending them possibly to the NBA Finals, so the team that was 14-20.
Yeah,
Lloyd Pierce had them.
Now Nate McMillan was a candidate to be an assistant here. We had Rick Williams on. He didn't know, but he found it interesting that Nate took that job, and I believe it was Rufus said it, took that job in Atlanta, possibly because he knew that hey, things might not work out for Lloyd over here, and I might step right into a job.
What's amazing is how much a difference he has made. That, you know, these are good players. They're not. I mean, this team is in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 1-0 lead. They're good. It's unbelievable I mean, you thought, well, Atlanta, they're 14-20. All right, that's about what they are. No, they're this with Nate McMillan.
And not a full roster. They play, yeah. They played without their two first-round picks from 19, who they were going to count on for almost the entire season.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, so Throw Shade Thursday is next, right here on ESPN. So you guys, it's been unbelievable lately. Unbelievable how good you've been. It's unfortunate, though, that Dell has turned this into what he has.
I haven't turned it into anything. I've given, I don't know, maybe people felt like they couldn't say certain things. And all I said is, we welcome all hate, is what I've said. And if you have a certain level of hate that you want to express about someone who and you thought that was out of bounds, it's not.
It's
that's all. And what you so choose to say, it's up to you. I'm not telling anyone what to say. Are you in for censorship? Is that what you're saying, John?
I'm not about censorship, but I'm also a kind and loving person.
You're not either of those. I mean, you may love some people, you may be kind to some people, but overall, it's not the case. But all I am saying is, you're all welcome here.
All views of all shows are welcome here, is what you're saying.
Well, there's some people who are banned from the station, period. But yeah. Other than those people, you're all welcome here.
Right. Not you. Not those of you that are banned that we've had to censor.
Yes.
Otherwise, there's no censorship.
Exactly.
Okay. Other than the censorship we're doing.
Other than the censorship, there is no censorship. Yes.
Yeah. That's next. 713. All right. You want to get in? Let's go. 713-780-3776. Throw some, make some shade. Next.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, well, now is your chance. Throw some, make some shade. If someone has wronged you in any way, shape, or form, you disagree with them in something that they said or did, if, you know, if your wife didn't do the dishes or she slept with your brother, then 713-780-3776. Now, this right now is the time for you to clear the air, to air your grievances, to put into play and out this person for the horrible person that they are. So 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here and throw some, make some shade. Dell, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, y'all are slow to act. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Call in. There are a couple of lines open, so let's throw some, make some shade. Jay is first up here on Throw Shade Thursday. Hey, Jay.
What's up, fellas? Good morning. So my shade this morning, man, I want to throw shade at HPD. My uncle said he bought some bad drugs the other day, so he called the police. And when he took him the bad drugs so they could go arrest the person who sold him the bad drugs, they took him to jail.
Shade
throw, man.
Shade
throw.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
So wait. Let me get this straight. He bought some bad drugs, and he told the police, and then the police threw him in jail? When he was just trying to...
I mean, I would assume it's because he bought drugs.
What about the person that sold the bad drugs? They should be in jail.
Maybe that's an occasion where you say you found some guy... drop bad drugs, but I didn't buy them, but I can take you to where the guy is who dropped the
bad
drugs.
Well, how would you know unless you bought them?
Well, no. I said, hey, man, don't sell those drugs. And he dropped them and ran. So I'm going to take you.
I'm taking you these bad drugs.
And I'm going to tell you where the guy who dropped the bad drugs, because I tried to keep him selling the bad
drugs.
Hey, man, don't sell bad drugs. Hey, man, don't. No, you don't know that they're bad drugs at the time. You go, hey, man, don't sell drugs in my neighborhood. The guy freaks out, runs.
And I picked him up.
Because he freaked out. So but you know where he is, so he go get
him. Yeah, let's go get him.
That's what you tell the police. See if they buy it.
Yeah, it ain't buying them. Jack is next. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, this is Jack Easterby. 1-2 You know, I got my shade to throw at Fred Fowler today. Fred, you're a bitch for blocking me off the chat line and on the Twitch feed. I can't even comment anymore, all because he gets mad that I talk about his work wife, Holly. Man, shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
The Astros are on a a 10-game winning streak. We're on a 2-week streak of Fred being called that.
Let's get Willie G in here. Hey, Willie G. I like your restaurant, by the way. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome in.
Man, I want to throw some shade at the Baltimore Orioles crowd. How you going to boo Jose Altuve? He strikes out, comes back, and hits a piss bomb on you guys. You think the guys are booing the wrong team over there. Shade thrown. Yeah. I'm throw some, make
they
some
were
shade.
Booing the wrong team. There's no question. Yeah. Let's get Lloyd in here, 713-780-3776. What up, Lloyd?
What's up, guys? I want to throw major shade on the NBA as an organization, the way they screwed us on the draft lottery. We definitely should have had the number one overall pick. The top three or the top worst team should not have equal chance. We should have got the most balls. We should have got the number one overall pick. And screw the NBA for how they screwed us. If you're down with them, screw you too.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Screw everybody. Screw you. Screw everybody. Okay? That's what Lloyd thought. Let's get, all right, come on, 713-780-3776. Adele was happy. One of our hosts caught it.
I'm not happy about it. I just think it's funny. It's just funny, that's all.
It's uncalled for. Jimmy, you want to throw some shade?
Yeah, I thought I'm going to throw some shade at this fool named Trader Jeff used to call y'all show all the time. It's either A, Bill O'Brien in disguise trying to let people know there's someone who has less draft value than him in the world, or this fool used to call your show named Brad who went to visit Dr. Philip Matorn. Dear Lord, I'd love to hear Lance Brisket talk more than Trader Jeff and his dumbass or a.k.a. Brad Tate. I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Rack 'em.
I don't know a Brad. Do you recognize that?
Brad from Spring Branch.
Oh, that's what he's talking
about?
Yeah. Okay.
He used to call the show. He actually calls other shows still. I think he's mad at us because we...
What'd you do to him?
We made him famous is what we did. That's all we did. 713-780-3776. Todd. What's up, Todd?
What's going on, brothers?
What's up, man?
I'm here to throw some shade at A.J. Hoffman just because he's a bitch and I can't wait till he leaves Houston. Bye.
Now you are laughing. You're trying to hide your laughter here, okay, for the Twitchers, and this is uncalled for.
I don't know what's called for. I don't know what interactions he's had with AJ. I don't call AJ a bitch because I don't find him to be one. But hey, maybe something happened between the two of them.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't speak to it.
I can't either. But it's unfortunate. So these are our colleagues.
Well, apparently, the afternoon show is full of. According to the listeners, I can't. I don't see it that way. But it's what they say.
Who is this? Tony? Tone?
Tone? Yeah.
Tone? What up, Tone?
Hey, good morning. What's up, guys? Love the show. I got some quick shade to throw real quick at my old lady. She's going out of town this weekend. Her and her girls going on a girls trip to Dallas. And I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm trying to make nachos this weekend. What about me? I can't get no love, man. Shade gone.
Yeah. I'm throw some, make some shade.
Maybe while she's gone, you can.
Are you trying to break up a relationship, John?
No. He said, I can't get no.
I thought rule of thumb was you take care of that before you leave just to let him know what he's missing. I thought that was the rule.
Yeah.
Like, you just, hey, yeah, I know I'm leaving. Let's make the night before I leave special.
Yeah. And then we know you'll be all good.
Yeah.
While I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's right. No, you're right, though. You're a marriage counselor, and you don't even, This is the furthest thing from your...
It's the furthest... Look, Tone, I don't know if you're married, but I would recommend John's first thought. Go do something that breaks up your relationship if you so choose. But even I know in a marriage, you go, hey, let's do something on Thursday night or Friday night before you take off. So we're all good for the weekend.
We're all good for the weekend.
Yeah.
Kirby is next. What up, Kirby?
Hey, I'd like to throw a little shade at Christian Wood. I don't know about you, but I think there's a lot of people who prefer Jewish wood or Buddhist wood to Christian wood. So all this Christian wood talk, you know, let's have a little bit more, let's be a little more accepting of the other religions and, you know, the types of wood.
I'm throwing That's your some, friend. Make some shade.
Not mine. That's your buddy.
That's so dumb. So dumb. Bob is next. What's going on, Bob?
So, hey, man, I just wanted to throw some shade at Fred Bauer, man. He made the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off terrible. I hated him in that part. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
The principal?
Does Fred look like the principal?
I guess he looks like the principal a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Then the principal just, oh, by the way, Ferris Bueller's girlfriend?
Mia Sara?
Yeah, just turned 50, right? 54.
Yeah, she hasn't, she kind of like just stopped acting, right?
Yeah, and she was talented. Mia, what's her name?
Mia Sara.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 54.
54.
She just turned 54.
I mean, that was the only, have we seen her in anything else?
Like, she got married in 96 and then had a divorce and got married again. I'm pretty sure she's been.
Oh, she's on her second marriage? Then she's good.
Well, she's been in some stuff, just stuff we don't pay attention to.
Oh.
Like some smaller. Yeah, she hasn't acted since 13, but she's been in things, but we just stuff we don't care about. That's all.
And you know what? You probably wouldn't recognize her. And, I mean,
she's older.
Well, she's aged, obviously.
Yeah, 54 years old.
But, man, she was smoke.
Oh, I thought you just liked her because of her talent.
No, she was smoking hot. As a kid, I really appreciated her.
Okay.
And her abilities.
Mm. Her strong opinions?
Yeah, her strong opinions. That's all I cared about.
And skill?
Yeah, her skill set. It's Stark is next. Is this Ned?
Tony?
Good morning, gentlemen. Tommy Stark here.
Tommy. Oh, Tommy.
Hey, I wanted to throw shade at Dale's dad. I was listening to the podcast. How are you going to email your son a letter about the HOA?
Yeah.
On his birthday? That's just terrible. He might as well have just took him to Home Depot himself. Shake them. Oh. Tell the truth.
Yes, if you missed that story, because when my dad left the home to me when he retired and he's been gone for years, they still have his email on file. So anytime there's an issue with the home, he'll get an email. And on my birthday, he forwarded an email and I've taken care of it. But he goes, hey, could you take care of this? I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And that was it.
On my birthday.
Yeah. He did it specifically on my birthday. And that's all he wanted me to know, to take care of this particular issue.
I'm pretty sure this is Mito. Hey, Mito.
Hey, I'm supposed to make some say that at Chevy's. So I got a brand new 2021, so I only have to deal with no car problems. 2 weeks into it, man, an injector blew out. And no, Johnny G, don't tell me about them trash ass electrical cords, because those suck too, man. Shade thrown.
No.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You don't know nothing about them. Okay. Electrical Ford. That's what I'm talking about. My new electric F-150's coming.
When is it?
Like next a year and a half from now.
You're looking forward.
I'm on the list.
You're on the wait
list? Yeah, are you kidding? There's a wait list of probably a billion people.
Longer than a Texans wait list now.
Oh, wait. Way longer than the Texans. They're still, by the way, they're still doing four packs.
Of course they are, because this is
for opening day.
They're done for with this team until things change.
Unbelievable.
They have to work hard now to sell tickets.
Yeah. All right. That was pretty good shade. We didn't even get. Where's my friend?
Which friend? Oh, La Raza?
La Raza.
Well, I might be calling him now.
No, too late, because it's 10:43 on ESPN 97.5. Good shade, people. Nice job again this week. We've got some news of the... Dell, what do you think happened at a redneck rave? I will tell you on the other side, probably what you think would happen.
Because I'm thinking a couple things.
Yeah. So that is next right here. Don't go anywhere.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
All right, welcome back here. 10:46 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros tonight starting a four-game series in Detroit. Luis Garcia on the mound against somebody, against someone no one ever heard of. Even his parents don't know he's pitching tonight. So, they better just destroy this team. Just payback. Payback is going to be a biznotch for the Tigers after they came in here and swept the Astros. We ain't having none of that. That garbage. Not with this team. 10 in a row now. Looking great. Apparently, Dell, what do you think the record is for most consecutive days testing positive for COVID?
Well, Lance kept telling us about how his buddy in Belize was positive for like 4 months, it felt like. So I'm going to go with 75 days.
305 days.
Whew.
305 days. A 72-year-old. He told the BBC how he coughed for 5 straight hours nonstop. If you can imagine the drain that puts on your body, the energy. I was ready to give up, but I'm hanging on. It's so bad now, I'm just jelly.
So he has been...
305 days.
Has he been racked with, like, symptoms for that long, too?
At one time, I was bedridden for 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
Sorry. My wife had to wash and shave me. I'm not doing all that.
You're not cleaning up.
You're going to be filthy.
Sorry.
It's up to me.
I think about that sometimes, like certain professions people have. Like, yeah, I couldn't clean up anyone who poo-pooed on themselves or something. Nah, couldn't do it.
No.
Not my deal.
I got to clean. Nah.
No.
I'm going to have to get you a nurse.
Yeah.
Or something.
Sorry.
I'm not doing that. Apparently, I don't know what BIG1 is, Harlem. It's some language that actually I touched on the story. Oh, it's Dutch. A heterosexual white board member was forced to resign. Why do you think so, Del?
A heterosexual white board member. Because they're neither heterosexual nor white?
Why? No, because they are heterosexual and white.
So the way they were born was used against them and they have to...
They have to
and
resign.
They were discriminated against?
If you're a heterosexual white person, you can't be on the board, the Dutch board.
Wait, I thought all Dutch people were heterosexual and white. Have differences?
I guess so.
Not everyone not Denmark, the Netherlands or Holland is that way? I thought they were all like that.
Yeah. Apparently, it's unfortunate to be. That's not the way to be anymore.
Well, look at that. The way you were born that you have no control over is... And it's being used against you, discriminate against you. Look at that. Who knew that happened?
And your choice of being a heterosexual.
It's not a choice.
Not acceptable.
Not a choice, apparently. At least I would assume that person was saying, I didn't choose to be heterosexual. That's the way I was born.
Right.
And you're using it against me. Who would have thought that could occur to someone or happen to someone?
So the Seattle Pride organizers also had a bit of a problem. The Pride organizers apparently were charging white people reparations fees. To get into
what's the problem?
What's the problem?
I'm still waiting for you to tell me the problem.
They wrote a letter to the city taking issue with charge a $10 to $50 reparations fee for white people. Apparently, this is reverse discrimination where you think
white people catching L's all over the place.
I'm looking at a Gold Coast ex cop. Apparently, he was caught with cocaine,
mm-hmm.
And now he was caught with cocaine, and to pay for his legal fees, and since he can't be a cop anymore, he's going to be he's going on OnlyFans with his ex-fiance, who was a Playboy cover girl, and they're going to have sex. Do you think that this guy went from cop to porn person now? I don't want to call him a porn star, but
he hasn't done anything yet.
But she's a star.
So
she's got, I like her opinions. She's got a lot of great opinions.
Am I correct in saying Gold Coast, they're from Australia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy went from being a officer of the law, but a dirty one with a coke, to saying, you know what? I'm just going to have sex with my wife on the internet. He'll make more money.
Yeah, apparently they didn't get married, though.
Oh, so it's just his girl.
So now it's his ex-fiance, but they're still going to have sex.
Oh, look at that.
That's a positive.
You know, that's great that those two could find a way to stay in each other's lives after the engagement broke off.
Yeah. Apparently a California school coach was fired after tortillas thrown at the team. A San Diego District School District voted Tuesday night to fire the head coach after tortillas were hurled at a team from a mostly Latino high school.
Were they hurled by his team?
There been a squabble between coaching staff from both schools after mostly white Coronado beat visiting Orange Glen High School of Escondido.
Down in San Diego.
Witnesses allege that this coach shouted expletives at an Orange Glen coach. Get your kids and get the F out of here, he told them. At least two Coronado students were seen throwing tortillas at the other team.
So what, he gets fired for the tortilla thing or his language? Because he can't control the students, or did he hand out the tortillas? So why does he get fired for that?
Apparently, Perry said a community member brought tortillas to the game and said the incident was unacceptable and racist.
It is, but why does he get fired for the actions of the people in the crowd?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he condoned or maybe he encouraged.
Did you mention as part of the ex-cop story that he got caught on video snorting coke off a stripper's breast?
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot that part.
Yeah. How about, come on. What are you doing?
He was caught with...
He was caught with coke. You didn't say he was caught on video snorting it off of stripper's breasts.
Well, that's...
What kind of lead are you... You're terrible at this. Well, what are you doing?
That wasn't the lead. That wasn't the headline. Well, I don't really read the stories.
It was right under the headline.
Oh.
Zach gives his name.
So you're going to lose your job over that?
And his ex... And by the way, he did it with the woman he's now going to do the OnlyFans with. Zachary and his model ex-fiance were allegedly caught on video snorting coke off a stripper's breast. What? Come on, John.
That's good, clean fun. I'm trying to clean the show up.
I'm not looking for that.
Popeyes has they're coming to the rescue, though.
Of who?
An I don't know meal at participating locations. It's the perfect meal when your partner doesn't know what to eat. Do you know what it includes?
A bit of everything?
No, a chicken sandwich with a free lemonade.
That's
the perfect.
How have they determined that's the perfect? If you don't know, you give them a bit of everything, and they already do those.
You know what that is? That's ordering a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a special meal.
Apparently, it is to Popeyes.
In fact, Kentucky Fried Chicken has something like that, where they have this box.
Yeah, of different stuff,
different things. That is what Popeyes should be making.
Nah, they ain't doing all that.
Just give you a chicken sandwich.
A couple that was handcuffed together for 123 days,
sounds
though.
Sounds miserable.
How do you think that ended?
In divorce?
Yep. As soon as they took the handcuffs off, they were done.
If you decide, if my partner came to me, fiance, wife, girlfriend, whatever, came to me and said, you know what we should do to enhance our relationship is get handcuffed, I'm immediately out on you. It's over. I don't want to be with the person who has that thought running through their head that this is a good idea. Did they do it at least for money or something?
123 straight days. You know how many times you got to drop a deuce?
But depending on what your diet is, two to three, maybe two times a day?
I got to smell. What?
No.
Shower?
Give me some mystery. I don't want to know everything about you. I'm out.
Dell, apparently there was a redneck rave.
This is how you tease News of the Weird, so I'm glad we got to it.
We did get to it.
apparently there was a redneck rave, and it ended poorly, Dell.
For who? The rednecks or someone else?
It ended poorly for rednecks, yes, because at this redneck rave at a Kentucky park, it ends with 48 people charged. There were throat slashing and an impalement.
An impalement?
An impalement. Dozens were arrested or cited. Mayhem, for sure. 14 people were arrested. Another 34 were cited on criminal charges that range from assault and strangulation to drug and alcohol possession. One man reportedly had his throat slit, and a woman was allegedly choked until she lost consciousness in a fight over a blanket.
A blanket.
There were also many accidental injuries. Included one person who was impaled by a log that pierced the floorboard of his vehicle.
So let me ask you something, John. What was the name of this again?
The Redneck Rave.
Now, you've been to the Redneck Riviera, correct?
I have been.
Yes, and that's a good time.
Yes.
Combining rave and redneck, do you think that's a place you wanted to be at?
That's what no one should go to that.
The word redneck is immediately going to trigger me to say no, but then you add rave.
Is this some place that you would like to go?
You're combining people who readily identify as rednecks with drug culture and raves and music, which I love the music part, but you throw in drugs, rednecks, and music.
And throat slashing and impalement.
Those are the consequences of the setup, and I'm not surprised by it at all. Mm-mm. I'm out.
Bunch of rednecks with a bunch of drugs.
And listening to that damn infernal music. Nah, I'm good. I don't want to be any
devil's court. Music.
That's what I call it.
We're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.